quiet my reflection. I know we done learned some lessons, and you about to tell us what it is and what it ain't, so just leave a message after the sploosh. I love you.
You telling me I can use this intentionally to amplify and heal my chakras and heal myself and use something that's not silicone or whatever? Like, no shade to silicone toys at all, but it's a crystal? Yes. Sign me up. Hey beautiful, I'm Sunshine Rains. Welcome to or welcome back to my channel. Today we're going to be talking all about sex magic. Now this is a topic that I've kind of been interested in for a while. I knew a little bit about it, but I really wasn't comfortable with getting on camera and using my platform to talk about it. But I'm confident now. I'm comfortable with my sexuality, and I would love for more people to know about sex magic and really the power of sex. The information that I've gathered today for this particular video is probably just a piece of all the information out there on sex magic. All of the resources that I've used will be linked in the description box below, so you can go check it out, those websites, and see what they have to offer. To start off, we're going to be talking about what is sex magic. Sex magic is an ancient manifestation practice that originated from Celtic traditions and tantric teachings. It uses all the energy from your orgasm to help manifest everything that you desire. So the energy comes from within your body, it builds up, and then it releases with the orgasm. It's kind of just having intentional sex, using sex not just for pleasure, you know, not just for potentially creating a life, but to manifest things, to bring things to you and your partner at that. So in this video, we're going to be talking about some techniques about it. We're going to be talking about doing sex work with yourself, and we're also going to be talking about partner sex magic. It's known to be one of the most effective ways to manifest things, because just think of how much energy builds up before you orgasm. Think about that pleasure, especially if you're doing it with someone else and you're both focusing on your energy and your thoughts on that one thing or similar interest. Think how powerful that energy is. Like, you can create a whole life from having sex. Guess what else you could manifest? Everything you desire. I did mention that it came from the tantric teachings, and if you don't know what tantra is, tantra comes from Sanskrit, which means to weave together something. In this case, tantra weaves together the masculine and the feminine energies. It also unites your sexual energy, your passion, and all those things together with spirits and divinity. So once again, think of how powerful that is once you intentionally put them together. You weave them together, you know what I'm saying? Not only is your sex passionate, not only does it feel good, but it also makes sex healing and empowering and just a magical event. With tantra, it's also important that you're aware of your breathing, you practice your breath work. We're going to get into that a little bit more when we talk about partner magic. Let's first talk about solo magic. I don't know if you can hear this dog, but if you can, just think of it as background music, okay? Solo magic is all about working with yourself, manifesting these things with yourself, pleasuring yourself, whether you're using your fingers, your hands, whether you're using toys. It's all about you. So let's go through the steps of solo sex magic. The first thing you want to do is set up your space. Do you want to cleanse your area? If you want to get some sage, some frankincense, some myrrh, whatever's incense, smoke it out. You want to set up sheets. You want to make up your bed, wash your sheets, whatever you want to do to make your space feel inviting and make sure it's clean and set your intentions to create this sacred space so that you can manifest and use sex magic to get the things that you desire. You can also do things like set up an altar for your sex magic, or clean your altar if you already have one. You can also put on some music, set the tone, you know, with candles and the lighting and things of that nature. The second thing you want to do is make sure you look good, make sure you feel good, whether that's taking a shower, you know, shaving, oiling yourself down, putting on some body butters, putting on some sexy lingerie or robe, or doing your hair, painting your toes and your nails. Just, you know, dancing, looking in the mirror, making yourself feel good and look good. This is essentially a ritual that you're doing. So you want to make sure that you're prepping for this. You want to make sure that you feel good, you look good, your area is good. Everything is good for this magic you are about to create. After you look good, after your space is good, you want to set your intentions. You can also do this while you're looking good, while you're cleansing your space, but you might want to journal beforehand, journal everything that you want to manifest. You can create sigil. You can meditate, set the tone, clear your head, meditate on the things you want. Set your intentions for everything that you desire. You can do some affirmations. You can do a mantra. You can even visualize all the things that you want and to bring into your reality. Now it's time to play. You know what I'm saying? You want to be sensual. You want to be slow. You don't want to rush into it. You don't want to be too rough. You want to be passionate. You want to channel all your passion into this. And you want to be intentional. And back to the breath work. You want to breathe nice. You want to be in tune with your breathing. Almost kind of like in a meditative state as you're doing this. You want to close your eyes and visualize all the things that you want. If you want to talk to yourself like you are so deserving of blah, blah, blah. Whatever you want to say to yourself, whatever gets you heated and whatever makes you feel good. As you're building up the momentum, building up the power, you can say these things and do these things to get it all into that one place before you orgasm. And then when you do reach your orgasm, you want to hold that vision in your mind of you obtaining everything that you desire. I wouldn't suggest you try to manifest 7 things, you know what I'm saying, at once, unless they're all related to each other in some type of way. But I would really suggest that you focus on one thing or a collective of things that are similar to one another. You want to hold the vision of you already having it in your mind and direct that energy of your orgasm towards this vision to make it come to you faster. Not only hold the vision of you having it, but the feeling of you having it. And then once you orgasm, you want to just lay there for a minute, you know, you hug yourself and bathe in the feeling of having it. And you can even go to sleep. You know, like when you go to sleep, it's locked in your mind. You know, they say the last thing on your mind before you go to sleep, that's going to amplify the power of all the work you just did. And give thanks before you go to sleep, or if you don't go to sleep, give thanks to the universe, to God, to whoever, to yourself, for allowing the manifestation to come, for bringing it to you, for this session that you just had. Just give thanks, be grateful, and then let it go. There's no need to spend time thinking about it or wondering when it's going to come. Just go about your daily life. If you want to do another ritual tomorrow about something different, you can. If you want to wait for a few weeks to do it, you can. Don't think too much about it after it's all said and done, because all you need to do is to do the ritual and then it's yours. You know what I'm saying? Now, let's talk about partner magic. Now, partner magic, this can be done with your one partner, this could be done with a group of partners if you're into those type of things, but this just amplifies the power that one person would have by themselves. So basically the same steps: you want to clean your space, you want to set up your altar, you want to make your bed, clean your sheets, you want to smudge, you want to dance, set the tone with lights and candles and smells and things of that nature. Then you want to make yourselves look good, whether you're taking a shower together or separate. Now, taking a shower together would probably be very powerful because, you know, you're setting your intentions, you're preparing for this ritual together. So if you're putting all your energy in it together from the very first step, you know, you're bathing each other, you're getting sensual, you're getting in the mood. That amplifies the passion, that amplifies the intensity, that amplifies the anticipation of working together and doing this ritual. That's just putting more power into the ritual already before you begin it. Well, it's kind of already began. Then third step, just like with solo magic, you want to set your intentions, whether you're talking to each other about what you want to do, you know, you're visualizing together, you're journaling, you're dancing and just talking to each other about it. You want to make sure you're both clear on what you're manifesting together. You could manifest 2 separate things together, you know what I'm saying? But it is more powerful if you are working on a common goal, whether it's a common goal for you as a couple, or it's just a goal for this person, or it's just a goal for you and you both want to focus on it and amplify it, and you want to help that person achieve that goal, or they want to help you achieve your goal. Whatever you want to do, just make sure you're clear on it before you begin. And then after you set your intentions, your space is all set up and you're all, you know, sexy and in the mood and you're feeling good and you've showered or, you know, set yourselves up, it's playtime. Okay. Now, Pretty much the same thing, kind of, as solo. You want to be sensual, you want to be passionate, you want to take your time, and you want to use your breath work. You want to really try to be breathing together. So that can be something that you do before you really get into it, like start breathing together, move together, flow together. We're going to get into a couple of techniques after this one, but you want to speak affirmations towards each other, like, you can have this, you're so deserving of this, we're going to be doing this, you're so powerful, you're so magical, whatever you want to say to each other. Speak life into your partner, okay? Speak life into your dreams. Speak to each other so you're on the same accord. And listen, don't be shy, okay? You're doing a whole sex magic. There's no need for you to be shy or hold back on any of your words or how you feel, or encourage your partner and let your partner encourage you as well. As well as speaking affirmations, you can thank your partner and give thanks to one another for coming together, for being on this journey together, for spending time, for the whole ritual that you're doing. Just give thanks to one another. And another thing that you can do is ask each other how it feels to have that desire that you're working towards, kind of like foreshadowing, like, how does it feel to have that, like, you know. And just like solo magic, you want to visualize together. You can talk out the visualization so you're both visualizing the same thing, and just hold those visions in your head and those feelings in your head. You can also introduce toys to heighten up the intensity, to bring in more pleasure and passion if that's what you're into. And just like solo, once you reach the climax, hold that vision in your head. You can hold hands, you can hold each other, just be there in the moment with your partner, holding on to the visualization and the feeling of your desires. For the closing, after you're done, feel gratitude. Express gratitude towards one another, you know, kiss, cuddle, rub each other, whatever feels good for you. Let's get into some techniques. I have a few techniques to share with you that you can introduce into both solo and partner magic. The first technique we're going to talk about is visualization, which I kind of mentioned in both of the practices, but just to go into a little bit more in depth. When you're picturing, you want to picture a movie in your head of like you doing the thing that you want to do. Are you having it? Are you being there, already living in the manifestation? So just picture a movie in your head. Picture the item coming to your doorstep. Picture the money hitting your bank account. Picture the dream job, or picture whatever it is that you're working on as a movie. The second technique is moon magic. You can do this on really any phase of the moon, because all of the phases have different properties that you can use them for. But I'm going to talk specifically about the full and the new moon. The full moon is really for releasing. So if there's anything that you want to release, you can base your sex magic around this. Base your thing that you're manifesting or letting go of on this. You know how you can write things under the full moon when you're journaling, setting your intentions. You can do that, writing all out, burying under the full moon. You could have sex under the bare full moon. Like if you have a secluded place that you can do it outside to be under the full moon bath, or like you can do a full moon ritual before you do it. Meditating under the full moon. All right, same with the new moon. If there's things that you want to bring in and you want to use the moon to intensify and amplify those things, then you can do those same things with the new moon. You can also charge any of your crystals under the full moon when you're setting up your space. If you want to use crystals, you could also charge any of the toys that you're going to use. There is this place that I found. Let me see if I can find it real quick. This is not sponsored or anything. It's just something that I want to share because it was very interesting that they have these. They are sex toys, but they're made out of crystals. They're called shock rubs. They have sex toys made out of crystals. They have smoky quartz. They have rose quartz. This will definitely be good to charge under the full moon to amplify those desires. And just in general, like they have yoni eggs. They have jade, amethyst. They just have a bunch of crystal sex toys that you can use for yourself and your partner. And just think of the properties. The properties that already come with crystals. Like, what? You telling me I can use this intentionally to amplify and heal my chakras and heal myself and use something that's not silicone or whatever. Like, no shade to silicone toys at all, but it's a crystal? Yes. Sign me up. The third technique I want to talk about is color magic. Now, back to when we were saying setting the mood with candles or putting on sexy lingerie or even painting your toenails, you could channel the properties and energies of certain colors to intensify your desires. You know what I'm saying? So like red for strength, green if you wanted some money, you can wear green, you could put green in your hair, you can get a green toy, you can do green on your nails, do a green candle, black for protection. There's so many colors that have so many different meanings, and this is just an example of a chart that you can use to channel the energies and properties of these colors and use them in your ritual. Oh, you can also change the color of your sheets. When you're writing down on your journal or your sigils, you can use colored paper, colored ink. It's just so many different ways that you can incorporate color magic into your sex magic rituals. The next one we're going to talk about is sigils. I kind of mentioned this earlier when we were talking about solo work. You can use sigils. You can put sigils on your body if you want to. You could carve sigils in the candle. You can write sigils in your journal. When you're journaling, you can visualize the sigils. When you're in the play mode, you can do a lot with sigils and just use those to amplify as well. Next technique I want to talk about is using cannabis, using marijuana, THC, CBD to amplify your routine. So cannabis naturally increases pleasure, right? Sometimes if you smoke or you eat an edible or whatever, you know, you start feeling a little aroused. So this would be the perfect time to break out that joint or break out an edible or, you know, smoke. That's another thing you could do, especially with your partner. You could smoke together, basically speaking affirmations into your trees. If you've never tried that, you can do that even outside of sex magic. It works. I'm telling you, if you want to be grounded, speak that into your trees. Thank it for grounding you. Thank it for helping you be whatever. Thank it for that. Speak that into it. And when you inhale it, it's just basically setting your intentions. When you set your intentions before you do anything, you're really casting a spell. So try it. It also connects us to our bodies more. It's really the perfect thing to add to a sex magic ritual. THC and CBD also relaxes your muscles. It increases your blood flow and it eases tension. So it's just, you're just try it. I promise you. And speaking of CBD and THC, let's get into today's sponsor. So today's sponsor is Borea, which is a brand that is dedicated to helping us all have a healthy sex life full of healing and pleasure. They have hemp-based and CBD-based products. And I'm actually doing a giveaway for this product right here. This is the teaser, which is their duo. It is a bundle of two of their best-selling intimacy formulas. We have the Awaken Arousal Oil with CBD for your lady parts, which enhances pleasure, it activates libido, and it encourages orgasms. And then we also have the sex oil, which is for your body. You can rub it in. That can be a part of your foreplay, a part of your connection with your partner, a part of connecting with yourself. If you want to enter the giveaway for this, all you have to do is subscribe to my YouTube channel, comment down below which one of these techniques you think would be the most interesting, or if you've already tried these techniques, which one is your favorite. The deadline is January 14th, and I'll be posting the winners on my Instagram on January the 16th. So stay tuned for that. I'm really excited to share this with a fellow reflection. And yeah, thank you for Rhea for sponsoring this video. Let's get back to the last technique. The last technique that we have is mirror magic. And if you haven't tried mirror magic, baby, I suggest you try it. Mirror magic is basically what it says. It's practicing or being intimate in front of a mirror, whether that's solo or with your partner. With solo, you can look at yourself while you're having your playtime. And with those affirmations, talk to yourself. Look yourself in the eyes directly and talk to yourself. Talk yourself through it. Show yourself why you're worthy of it. Say your affirmations, sing your mantras, do whatever you want to do. Look at your body while you're playing, and I'm telling you, it intensifies everything, okay? Especially when you're orgasming, when you look at yourself and you're directing that energy back into you, and you just tell yourself, like, you deserve this. It feels so good to have this, blah, blah, blah. Da 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 da, whatever you're talking to yourself, talking your talk, you're looking at yourself. You can also do it while you're with your partner by just looking at each other in the mirror, looking at the act of y'all playing in the mirror. You can even talk to yourself in the mirror while you're with your partner, or talk to your partner through the mirror while just looking at everything that's going on. Hoo-cha! Message me. Message me how it goes for you, because I really think it's going to... So that is all the techniques that I have. I'm so happy to have shared this with you. I'm so excited for all the things you manifest with the power of sex magic. And I'm excited for myself too, because I educated myself a little bit more than I already knew. Now that you're a little bit more educated on sex magic, have at it. Go have some fun. Go see how powerful and how quick these manifestations come in after you do these practices, okay? You can message me directly on Instagram, or message me on here, or email me. Leave a comment if you're open to having a discussion about it. Let me know how your experience went. And if you discover any more techniques you want to share with the collective, please leave a comment down below, because I would love to build on top of it. I would love to learn more from you as well. Don't forget to enter the giveaway for the teaser. And I love you. I'll call you back.